Now and then for Kenward Elmsley. Now and then up from the valley. Now and then a chainsaw rising to a shriek, subsiding to a buzz. Someone is cutting in his woodlot. Another day shows they are not. Someone is two men clearing shoulders of a narrow high-crowned road. Stacked poles were lately saplings. The leaves on the slash gone limp, unstarched, unsized. One man with one fierce eye and where the other should be, an ill-knit cicatrix. Men who don't make much aren't much for spending what they do on glass eyes, tooth-straightening devices. A mouth like the back of a switchboard, nose jobs, de-winning operations. A country look prevailed, and a vestigial fear of the evil eye lurks. My skin creeps. Out of adamant co-op, men in overhauls step into evening rising in long shadow bluish haze to gold and pink by Sodom Lake. Was it that any Bible name was an okay name? And boys stare unabashed and unaggressive, not what the man on the bus fled from his one-day job talking excitedly about teenage Puerto Rican tailbait and you can have New York. Some present you'd rather have, wouldn't you, an apple tree that climbed up into, keels over, sad and too bad, the best apples on Apple Hill. Still, it can be propped or budded on new stock, or just that it once was there. Driving past, driving down, driving over, along the Winooski, through the home of Granite City Real Ice Cream, the monument capital, buildings of rusticated granite marred to our eyes by etch-polished granite remodeled downstairs, may be found by a future happily heterodox. There's a touch of autumn. There's another touch of autumn. And the dark tranquility of hemlocks encroaching on untilled fields. You can't make a living plowing stones. Subsistence farming is well out of style. You can't call it living without the margin. Coveted obsolescence. A margin like that on this page, a paper luxury. Collectors, the lady in the antique shop said, are snapping up silver. Since we're off the silver standard, why, maybe so. Perhaps 1827 silver coin silver spoons for $18. Or what about Have You the Pearl of Oars Island? That's a book I'd want to read myself. I'm from here but live in Florida. Winters are too hard, 40 below. You don't feel it, though, like zero in Boston. I'll take St. Johnsbury any day over Boston. Over St. Johnsbury the clouds shift in curds, and a street goes steeply down into Frenchtown by the railroad station, into which anachronistically comes a real train. Yesterday's torment of dust exhaling plush on the backs of bare knees, today's nostalgia, but not much. Curls cut out of wood, brick of a certain cut and color, a hopped-up cripple on a hill above his pond, a slattern frowning at the early closed state liquor store, an attic window like a wink, the Scale Co. St. Johnsbury has everything. Not this high hill, a road going in undergrowth leads up to, by walls of flat cleared field stones, so many and so long a time to take, so much labor so long ago and so soon, to be going back, a host of hardhack and blueberry baby steps, first fallings from a sky in which the wind is moving furniture, the upholstery of summer coming all unstitched, the air full of flying kapok and resolutions. Remember to fetch the axe, whack back pine intrusions. From the road turning down to a lower field and across the roughest one the county keeps, a woman and a boy come up on heavy horses. Morning. Had frost last night at Adamant. Might have a killing frost tonight. Quick and clear as the water where cress grows, the cold breaks on the hills in the soft crash of a waterfall beyond a beaver pond and slides on, flinging imaginary fragments of cat's eyes from its edges to flash, a bright reality in the night sky, and it, the cold, stands a rising pool about Sloven's farmhouse, and he dreams of dynamite. A bog sucks at his foundations. Somewhere a deer breaks branches. The trees say Wesson. Mazzola replies a frog. It doesn't happen, though, the cold. That is not that night. It happens all right. Not then, when the white baneberry leans secretively where a road forks, met with surprise. Why, here it is, the most beautiful thing. Why, here it is, the most beautiful thing. The spirit of Gillette Burgess sets Mother Nature gabbing. That's my Actia pachypoda deer. We call it doll's eyes. Got up as smart as ever in muck and dank, she belches. Stews, just a touch of gas. Swamp maple flames and ambles over and plunks down on a dead rubber tire to contemplate smashed glass and a rusty tin and some of my choicest bits. That I call doctor's dentures. These are little smellies. Not the sort you'd look to meet so near, gold-domed, out of scale Montpelier, a large-windowed kind of empty public bigness, so little to show, so much to take pride in, rather more than on the way to stow. A pyrocrafted maple board in a gypoteria. If more men were self-starters, fewer wives would have to crank. Welcome to the chairlift and cement chalet. Days of unambiguous morning when dawn peels back like a petal to disclose blue depths, deep beyond all comprehending, and tall field growth bends, with a crushing weight of water cut into sack-shaped portions, each less than a carrot, and which streak in early walker's trouser legs. You're soaked, crossing on a door, the spill to where nodding ladies' tresses pallidly braid their fragrance and the woods emit their hum. Days when the pond holds on its steel one cloud in which thin drowned trees stand, spare shapes of winter when summer is just loosening to fall and bits of ribbon from an electric typewriter patch a screen. Croquet days, scissors and paste nights, after dinner on the better sort of ham and coffee strong enough to float a goose egg. Are those geese, that V, flying so early? Can it be so late? In the green state, needles, leaves, fronds, blades, lichens, and moss create. Can it be so soon before the long white, refrozen in frost on frost, on all twigs again will flash cross-cutting star streaks, the atoms dance on a treacherous night in headlights. Horrible cold night, remain at home. Clear and beautiful, remain at home.